You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
I hope you're having a good Memorial Day weekend. The Broncos have a little time off, but soon they'll be back to work with the second week of OTAs. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on the Mailbag. And let's get started with a question about the quarterback position from Kyle Remig, who asks, I was wondering when you expect Coops to name our starting quarterback. I'm assuming Sanchez at some point during the preseason. Well, first of all, I wouldn't assume anything regarding quarterback. I wouldn't assume it's going to be Mark Sanchez or Paxton Lynch or Trevor Siemian. This is a wide open competition at this point, and that is why, frankly, I don't expect the Broncos to announce a starting quarterback until sometime potentially deep into the preseason. I think they would like to get all three of them some game snaps this summer to see what they can do as part of the evaluation. Look, Gary Kubiak said earlier this week that he's going to give each guy a lot of reps, and he's going to spread the first team reps around, and we've seen that over the course of this week. Mark Sanchez, he's been in 7-on-7. Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch, they've split reps. They've worked with the first team, second team, third team, all around. We saw that on Tuesday at practice. So when he says it's going to be an open competition, he means it. So don't assume anything. Don't assume Mark Sanchez is going to get the job. If he's the best guy, he'll end up earning it. But I wouldn't go so far as to proclaim a starting quarterback. I think this is going to be a fairly wide open competition. All three guys are going to get looks. All three guys are going to have a shot, and may the best man win. Our second question is from Andrew Becker, and he asks, how far has Jordan Taylor come since last year, and do you see him making a case for himself to become an option as a second-team wide receiver? Well, he looks like he's taken the next steps that you expected he'd take, given how well he played last summer. Of course, he made an impression at OTAs. Peyton Manning, you know, he would later work out with him when he was rehabbing from his foot injury. But even back in June, Peyton Manning got up at a press conference and pointed to Jordan Taylor and said he's having an outstanding camp and he's shown something. He's made some spectacular catches so far during OTAs. Does a good job getting open. And, you know, during Thursday's OTA, I was actually talking with Jake Plummer, who was visiting the Broncos facility, and he was raving about the way that Jordan Taylor ran his routes and also, you know, has a little bit of a different gait to him, but he gets downfield. He makes it happen. Very impressed with him, and I think everyone who's watched Jordan Taylor develop over the last year has been very impressed with him. So, you know, those guys who were on the roster last year as far as backup receivers, Cody Latimer, Benny Fowler, Jordan Norwood, those guys are back, but Jordan Taylor is going to push all of them, and it would not surprise me if he snatches a roster spot from one of those guys. He's that good, and he's doing that well, and you can already see he's got good timing with Paxton Lynch. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, which of course will be after the second week of OTAs, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or find me at Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.